You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's BloggingTheBoys.com. My name is RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch our live shows about 3 o'clock Central Time every day. Sometimes we got to jump early. Sometimes we got to jump late. You know how life can be sometimes. We were going to go at 1 today, but things shifted around. So we are live here at 3 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. And it was October 3rd, Wednesdays. It is appropriate that October 3rd lands on a Wednesday. If you don't know what I'm talking about, pull up the old Netflix, watch Mean Girls, and you'll understand it. Lots of interesting days in pop culture. Certainly November 5th is like that when it comes to V for Vendetta. I wish I knew the whole speech by memory. Also, November 5th is the day that that the Doc invented time travel and Back to the Future. So I enjoy all of this. But let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys as we do every day on Ocho Live. You can watch us on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, the Blogging the Boys Facebook Live feed. Catch the rewatch every day at bloggingtheboys.com or subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Got lots of stuff. Got a brand new episode of Talking the Star up for you with Connor Liveseed, Dalton, and Cole Patterson. We got a brand new episode of Bruising the Boys coming soon, and we've got a brand new episode of the 750 coming tomorrow. Let's get into the newest news, and then we'll go kind of over what happened yesterday as soon as we finished Ocho Live, really. But let's start with the injury report. Rob Phillips of DallasCowboys.com, if you're watching the show, you can see his tweet. He's on Twitter at RobPhillips3, tweeting today, Zeke Tavon, as in Tavon Austin, fully participated in practice. This is definitely great to see, considering, Zeke Elliott had the ankle issue that everybody was concerned about after the win over the Lions. There were 5 limited Cowboys in practice on Wednesday. Chidobe Awuzie with an ankle issue. Cole Beasley also with an ankle. Malik Collins, this isn't a surprise, with his knee issue. DeMarcus Lawrence typically is a bit limited on Wednesdays with that shoulder issue. And Antoine Woods, who we know has been dealing with injuries as well. Travis Frederick did not practice. Sean Lee did not practice. And Terrence Williams did not practice. Speaking of Terrence Williams, Jason Garrett addressed this to a degree in his press conference on Wednesday, and he would not really provide a lot of information. Jason Garrett said that, at the time, you know, Jason Garrett's press conferences are about 11 a.m. Central Time every day, and he did not know whether Terrence Williams would practice or not on Wednesday. He said that Terrence was dealing with something off the field. He said that the Cowboys saw him on Wednesday morning and on Tuesday. But so we now know that Terrence did not practice. So we've heard rumors, we've heard discussions, we've heard speculation that Terrence Williams could be suspended at some point. No idea what's going on with him, but it is a very interesting thing, I guess, what's going on with Terrence right now. It's a weird time, certainly for Terrence Williams and his spot within the Dallas Cowboys. We had a question about this on the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. We'll touch on it briefly. Yesterday, right after we finished Ocho Live, Dez Bryant, former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant, had a tweet. He was asked on Twitter who would he be signing with, because he had been posting photos of him, or videos of himself working out. And Dez said, I'd rather it be the Dallas Cowboys. If not, I'll be ready to play somewhere else. Now, there are a lot of people who want this to happen. Joe Troncino on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, Jerry Jones need to call Dez and swallow his pride. Samuel Graves on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, cut Williams, add Dez for a 1-year contract. Look, is it fun to talk about Dez Bryant returning to the Cowboys? Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to talk about with your friends. It's fun to talk about here on Ocho Live. It's fun to talk about, you know, wherever. Send a couple texts, whatever. But two things. One, the Dallas Cowboys already moved on from Dez Bryant. I think that that should be said out loud, that they already decided that they did not want him, and they did not offer him a pay cut when they released Dez Bryant, so they did not want him for anything, conceivably. And as Michael Hosino points out on BTB's Facebook Live, he Dez burnt his bridges. Dez Bryant... if you've ever seen the fantastic movie Scent of a Woman with Al Pacino and Chris O'Donnell, Al Pacino talks about taking a flamethrower to the place. And Dez took a flamethrower. And I'm not saying this is the one thing holding Dez Bryant back from rejoining the Cowboys. But if there was a world where Dez Bryant could return to the Cowboys, which there isn't, but if there was, it would probably only exist in a world where he did not completely scorch the earth with them. He called Sean Lee a snake. Sean Lee's still on the team. He called out Travis Frederick. Travis Frederick's still on the team and dealing with a very serious illness. He called out Scott Linehan, who remains the team's offensive coordinator. He called out the Garrett guy. So, in a sense, called out Jason Garrett himself. I mean, you know, I thought the great Bob Stern from The Ticket and The Athletic in Dallas, put it best on Twitter on Tuesday night when all of this was really popping off. I mean, you know, what changed? What changed other than that Dez is tweeting about it? What changed other than that Dez is tweeting that he wants to play for the Cowboys? Nothing has changed other than that. Again, it's a fun story. It's a really interesting thing to talk about and to think about. It'd be a lot of fun in a lot of ways. But nothing has changed other than that Dez is now saying, I want to be a Cowboy again. It was July 27th that Dez called out so many people. Who knows what happens in another 2.5 months? I mean, who knows where Dez's head is at that point? Who knows if he's on a team? Who knows what Dez is feeling, how he's vibing, whatever. I don't know what's changed in a football sense, and I don't know what's changed in a political sense. So it's really hard to see it as a legitimate possibility. As David Garcia says on BTB's Facebook Live feed, it says, fun, no merit. Again, really fun topic, but again, that's a great point. There's no merit to it. There's no legitimacy to it. It's just fun. It's fun. But let's move on and talk about the offense as a whole, and I think I know where this topic is going based on the comments we're getting today on Ocho Live. The great Tom Ryle wrote at bloggingtheboys.com today, do you think the offense is fixed? I have to imagine that many people don't. The Dallas Cowboys did have over 400 total yards of offense against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Zeke did have his most career yards from scrimmage in the contest. Zeke was impressive. The Cowboys were impressive to a degree. The offense got it done, scored 26 points. Now, granted, there were 4 Brett Maher field goals in that performance, so the Cowboys' offense certainly needs to get clicking. The Cowboys' offense needs some touchdowns, only coming away with 2 of them in this game. You know, the Cowboys entered this game with no touchdowns in the second or third quarter on the season. They had 1 in the second quarter. They had 1 in the third quarter. So while the Cowboys offense is certainly showing some promise, I think that's the best way to put it. The Cowboys offense is showing some life. It's showing like it has the potential to be something. It's showing like it's starting to kind of want to come together and materialize in the right way. It's far from fixed. It's far from being reliable. It's far from being something you can count on. And that's because they currently boast the league's leading rusher. Ezekiel Elliott is the leading rusher in the NFL through 4 weeks. But there's no doubt that the Cowboys' defense is carrying this team. They do have the NFL's leading sacker as of now in DeMarcus Lawrence. And the defense is carrying this team, and that's because the defense is the last one in the NFL when it comes to turnovers. They're the only team in the NFL not to record an interception. So it's weird how you have the NFL's leading rusher, yet your offense is kind of flat, and you have the NFL's leading sacker, yet your defense is struggling in a particular regard. So it's a very just kind of interesting dichotomy that the Cowboys have going on with themselves when it comes to their 2018 season. They are 2-2 after the first quarter, and that's certainly something worth noting. I don't know if it's anything to be proud of, but the Cowboys offense, Tom Ryle, for what it's worth, in his post, you should go read it, bloggingtheboys.com. He didn't come out and say the Cowboys were fixed, they're awesome, they're going to score 30 points a game or anything. But it is fair to say that the Cowboys offense, I don't even want to say turned a corner, but the Cowboys offense is rounding the corner. You know the way the, like in the Olympics, the ice skaters, like when they're taking those super wide turns, that's kind of how it feels like the Cowboys offense is. It's taking a really long turnaround, to hopefully do something special, but we'll see about that. Something else, over at bloggingtheboys.com, talking about playoffs. That's right. Play offs, do you think the Dallas Cowboys have the potential to be a playoff team? Your answers on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, and the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. I have a feeling I know where this is going to go, too. I don't think many people believe in the Cowboys being a playoff team. This handy-dandy chart that you're looking at if you're watching Ocho Live comes to us from the fabulous OCC over at blogandtheboys.com. And as you can see, obviously, your chances for the playoffs improve with more wins. They decrease and diminish with more losses. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-2. That means there's 12 games left. You got to win 10 to 11 games. That's kind of the rule for the playoffs. So if you've got to win 10 out of the next, 12, you got to get to 10, I should say, out of the next 12. You got to win 8. So you got to go 8-4. And I think, you got either got to go 8-4 or 9-3 down this stretch. So all of this really comes down to, do you believe the Cowboys, as they stand at 2-2, entering October, can these Cowboys, through the remaining 12 games, go 8-4? Can they go 9-3? That would theoretically punch their playoff ticket, probably win the division. Who knows, how it all will shake out in the very end. But it is worth noting that, a lot of teams are 2-2. There's a big logjam. There's a lot of teams stuck in this 2-2 sort of mold, and the Cowboys really need to break out of that. And that can start, you look at the Cowboys and sort of where they're at. They've got the Houston Texans, and I don't know that that's necessarily an easy win, but the Texans aren't exactly the most intimidating team in the NFL right now. Next week, the Dallas Cowboys have the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a tough draw, but that's not the best offense in the NFL, so you look at it, maybe your defense can carry you in that game. The Cowboys have a chance. I mean, they have a chance. The season is far from over. It's far from lost. It's far from all the way out from underneath them. There's a lot to be optimistic about, but right now it's really just almost totally optimism because you haven't seen a lot of it. That's where we're at. We haven't seen a lot of it. And right now we're going to be counting on the Cowboys defense to carry them, because the offense has yet to really take over a game. Yes, again, to Tom's point at BTB, the offense did look better against the Lions, but it is worth noting that you won't always win a game that way. You think about it, the Cowboys are not getting turnovers, they're not getting interceptions, they made some mistakes. Yes, Dak Prescott deserves some credit for picking up the fumble there at the end and throwing the ball away, etc., but the Cowboys made some mistakes. Perhaps the most costly mistake they made that didn't end up costing them, thank goodness, was the inability to score a touchdown there at the end on the second-to-last Brett Maher field goal. Great teams score touchdowns in that moment. Great teams have that killer instinct. They don't settle for field goals, and that was a bad moment for the Cowboys that, again, almost cost them the game. The Lions did come back and take the lead with a touchdown. The Cowboys have to get that gear. They have to be able to do that, or they're not going to win 8 or 9 of their remaining 12 games, and that's kind of what it all shakes and boils down to. So that about does it for today's episode of Ocho Live. Tomorrow's going to be a very busy day, so we're not going to make any promises about Ocho Live tomorrow. So I will say, in tomorrow's Thursday night football game, because we normally do our picks on Thursday, I'm taking the Patriots, obviously, because, we'll do our normal week picks on Friday's Ocho Live at 1 p.m. Central Time, so join us then. We got a brand new episode of Talking the Star available for you, Bruising the Boys coming soon, and a new episode of the 750 coming tomorrow with Tony Casillas, two-time Super Bowl champion. So have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. Have a fantastic Thursday, and we will see you on Friday, hopefully, if you've got some time to join us for the live show. If not, you know where to catch the rewatch. So just do the thing. Do the thing. I know you can do the thing. I trust you to do the thing. So we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hello. I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.